Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, a.k.a. the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
In Psalm 119, the Word of God is a great role model. The Word of God demonstrates proper and acceptable attitudes and conduct. I will pick up where I left off at Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. The word of God is a proper role model for the Gentiles. The Word of God here not only role models proper conduct and attitude, but it also speaks for the Gentiles. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. A mind of not forgetting the law that has come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It is written, remember ye the law of Moses, the lawgiver, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even to the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Attitude of loving the law, not despising the law, but loving it. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers. Attitude of not wanting to be with and a part of the evildoers. For I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect to thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. And that speaks to the deceit of religion, the deceit of Christianity, the lies of Christianity, the lying Christian ministers. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. The law says, fear the Lord God, Tommy your heart. Keep his commandments. Keep the commandments of the word of God. I have done judgment and justice. Think of the time. A time will come when the Gentiles can say they have done judgment. They have carried out the judgments that have proceeded from their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according to thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. And we know that the servants of God are the Gentiles. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. Again, I say that the word of God here in Psalm 119 is a role model, and it speaks also to, it speaks for the Gentiles. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Of course, the next statement says, for they have made void thy law. The Gentiles, we know, no one can void the law of God. The law of God cannot be made void. It is valid forever. So that statement there is a test for me. I must know that the word of God, the law of God cannot be made void. It cannot be canceled. It must be done. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold. The attitude of loving the commandments of God. And when you love the commandments of God, you love the commandments coming from the word of God. Yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. All things define God. Many of you have heard me read all things. You can go to Lawmaster's archives. Lawmaster is God. And hear over and over all things. You should know what all things are. All things define God, all things say, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the God. He is the great power of God. He is the great power having the designation of God. The word of God goes on to say, and I hate every false way. Proper attitude hating every false way. And in that every false way, there is Christianity, a false way. Christianity has been declared dead. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful to me, as thou used to do to those that love thy name. Which brings up a point here, loving the name, loving the person of God. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. It sounds to me like a made-up mind to love the law, to keep the words of God, to perform the judgments of God, a mind that hates lies, cannot stand evildoers, hates every false way, a mind of not forgetting the law of God, but performing it always. A mindset of realizing that these are the servants of God. A mindset of loving the law. Walking in the ways of God. Fearing God. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. A teachable mindset. Willing to be taught by God. Willing to go. Willing and ready to go in God's way. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loves it. When you consider all things that I read off, all things are pure. Therefore, thy servant loves it. Who are the servants of God? The Gentiles. Thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant, the Gentiles, love it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Thy law is the truth. The question is asked in John, what is truth? Here's the answer. Thy law is the truth. Thy law, the law that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Thy law, his law, is the truth, the mindset of realizing that, understanding that, accepting that, and walking in that light. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. I just think about this. The commandments of God are not burdensome. They're not burdensome to the Gentiles. This is proper attitude, proper conduct. The Word of God modeling proper and acceptable attitude and conduct. And it's not just proper attitude and conduct toward God, but it's proper attitude and conduct toward the wicked and other things, such as what he says. The Word of God says he hates every false way. That's proper. That's acceptable. Depart from me, ye evildoers. Yeah. That's acceptable behavior, acceptable conduct. Thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. That is something. The Gentiles put out the word to God in their call for God. And the call says, this is, the call says, to the unknown God, who art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Deliver us from evil. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. The Gentiles will put their trust in thee. Haste thee and come. They cried. The Gentiles have cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, heard the call of the Gentiles and am come in response to their call and their word in the official in their official call for God. I will keep thy statutes. I cried to thee, save me. And that is a part of the call. Let's see. We will serve thee. Deliver us from evil. Take away all iniquity. I cried to thee, save me. Save me from all evil, from evil, and take away all iniquity. And I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. And now the Gentiles have the word from God. They have the word from God. They have the law of God. They have, and the Lord God shows their call. The Lord God shows their declaration of the word of God and other things. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Wonderful. That I might meditate in thy word. Whose word? The word that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Thy law is the truth. Thy commandments are truth. The commandments proceeding from the Lord God, having a heart. Consider thy testimonies. I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. So God has a work to do. And I have spoken on that. And I have given my word on that. I have given that word of deliverance for not only the Gentiles, but all the people. So this prayer is answered. all the Gentiles need do now is perform the word that has proceeded from their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. Performing the word. Doing that which they have promised to do. Doing the things they are obligated to do. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. We know that the Gentiles have sought God. They have sought God. I have shown that earlier. The Gentiles were seekers of God, and the Gentiles have found God. They sent out the word of God to seek God, and the word of God found God. The Gentiles have found their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. Wonderful. And God has answered the Gentiles and has said, all needed now is for the Gentiles to perform their word, which they have said they will do. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. And let's not forget this. The word of God models proper behavior, proper attitude and conduct for all people, not just for the Gentiles, but for all people, not just for the servants of God, but for all. Yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I say to black people, where are you? What is your attitude toward me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? What are you doing in light of the knowledge and in light of the fact that I am God? I am your God. I am one of you. What are you doing in response? What is your attitude toward God? What is your attitude toward the word that has proceeded from my mouth? What is your attitude? The word of God here in Psalm 119 shows what your attitude should be, as well as the Gentiles. Loving the law. Loving the word of God, despising the evil that God has shown and revealed, delighting yourself in the commandments of God, walking in the ways of God. What are you doing? I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Consider. And that's what we're doing here. Considering how I love the precepts, the teaching, the word of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Consider how I love thy precepts. I love the words that have come from the living God, that I cannot stand evildoers, and I hate every false way. I love the law of God. I do not forget the law of God. I do not forget the name of God. Doing judgment and justice, carrying out the word of God. Consider how I love thy precepts, giving thanks to God, agreeing with God. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true. Simple statement, isn't it? Thy, Tommy L. Hart's word is true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever. Now we know that the judgments that have proceeded from the Lord Tommy L. Hart are not forever, most of them. Some are for, there's one for 40 years, there are some for 30 years in duration. There is a 4-year judgment. And being so, they do not endure, they do not go on, they do not persist forever. They are timed. So the statement, every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever, is a test, isn't it? Because all you have to do is look at my judgments and see if they endure forever. Okay? The word of God has said there in at the end of verse 144, saying, give me understanding. That's understanding. Princes have persecuted me without a cause. But my heart stands in awe of thy word. Proper attitude. Proper conduct. Standing in awe of the word of God. I rejoice at thy word. Huh? Rejoice at it. Proper attitude, proper conduct. As one that finds great spoil. Do you rejoice at the word? Are you rejoicing at the word? Are you there when I come on the air? Are you there when Lawmaster comes on? It says, I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. Does my teaching have value with you? Do you value that which I teach? Do you value the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. I hate and abhor lying. Hating the message coming from the lying Christian ministers. I hate and abhor lying. Hating Christianity. Despising it and getting rid of it. Departing from it. Departing from the evil of Christianity. I hate and abhor lying. Fleeing, getting away forever from the lying Christian ministers. But thy law do I love. Now, listen. The Christian minister teaches against the law of God. Christianity is against the law of God. As I have shown, the thing Christianity teaches are opposites, things opposite to the truth and the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. Diametrical opposites the Christian church teaches. Okay. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Proper attitude and conduct, the role model, the word of God, modeling proper attitude and conduct. seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lying offends the word of God. He just said it. I hate and abhor lying. So then, we have to be very careful as we read from the AVB. Because you have a statement there about those who love the law, and then it says nothing shall offend them, but yet in verse 163, you see things that offend them. You see that lying is offensive to those who love the law. I hate and abhor lying. Two words there, I hate and abhor lying. But thy law do I love. And lying offends me. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. Now, the commandments of God are eternal. We can say that. Loving the Lord, walking in his ways, you're called to walk in the ways of the Lord, carry out the word of God. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. What is written? The Lord gives thee understanding in all things. And again it is said, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Give me understanding. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word. Not being ashamed of the word of God, the word that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Not being ashamed of it. Standing strong in it and with it. Standing forever for it. Standing in defense of it. There's another thing which upsets or offends those that love the law that has proceeded from God. Those who despise the law. Those who despise the word that has come from the living God, Tommy L. Hart. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. The Gentiles have chosen to fear the Lord. They have chosen the Lord as their God. They have said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. They promised God that in the call. They said, we will serve thee. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. As we approach the end of Psalm 119, the word of God declares again, thy law is my delight. My delight. I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. It is written, give God the praise, praise the Lord, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. And that's exactly what I've done. I have found my servants, the Gentiles. I have found the Gentiles to be the servants of God. For I do not forget thy commandments. A mind of remembrance, an attitude of remembrance. Mindset of remembrance. Remembering the commandments. Always mindful of what God has said. Always mindful. Always loving the law, delighting yourself in the Word of God. The Word of God, meditating in the Word, loving the Word. It's not a chore, and it's not a bore. But delight yourself in it. Look to the Lord God for understanding as He has given. Studying the archives, Lawmaster's archives, not just letting them sit there. Studying, always learning. And realizing that that which the final word of God on any subject is that which stands, the final word. What is His final word on this subject? Yes. He said this some time ago. What is His final word on? What is His stance on this thing, on this issue now? Keeping up with the Word of God, following the Word of God. The Word of God in Psalm 119. Role models. It models proper and acceptable attitude and conduct. It's all right. It's all right to not like the evildoers and those who do not love the Lord their God and those who do not submit to the law. They are an offense to you. That's all right. It's all right for you to hate lying and you don't side with the Christian ministers, not once. The evil you cannot stand. The wicked you cannot bear. It's all right. Proper attitude, proper conduct, a good mindset based on the Word of God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Word of God, Psalm 119, models appropriate, acceptable conduct and attitude. Okay. Now, I will do some readings. The Gentiles have said this about my work. This is the work of God. Come. Behold the works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The works of the Lord are great, remarkable. Consider the work of God. Consider the wondrous works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Consider. All things define God. I have said that I've read all things. I will not read all things at this time. In accordance with their call for God and 2 Corinthians 8:5, the Gentiles in their official statement of compliance and submission give themselves to the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission to the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. Hosea 8:2, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, 1 Samuel 12:4, Joshua 9:11, Numbers 32:31, Deuteronomy 1:14. My God, Tommy O'Hart, we the Gentiles know thee. Remember in the call, they sent out the word to God saying, to the unknown God. Now the Gentiles know God. They know their Lord, Tommy O'Hart. My God, Tommy O'Hart, we the Gentiles know thee. Thou, Lord, Tommy O'Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We the Gentiles are in thine hand, as it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. Thou hast not pardoned, thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us. We are your servants. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy O'Hart, hast said to thy servants. The things which thou, Lord, Hart, hast spoken are good for us to do. And speaking of the judgments and all that have proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Now, these are things settled. These are not things to be settled. These are settled things. Okay? The Gentiles' official proclamation. Philippians 4:5, Exodus 9:27, Jeremiah 51:10, Matthew 3:15, 2 Corinthians 5:1, Acts 10:39, John 19:7, Romans 7:12, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Galatians 6:7, Jeremiah 5:24, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3. Jeremiah 51:10, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, continuing Psalm 118:24, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8, Isaiah 40:8. The Lord is at hand. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is righteous. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, hath brought forth our, the Gentiles' righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. We, the Gentiles, have an eternal building, namely all things, from God. We, the Gentiles, are witnesses of all things. We, the Gentiles, have a law from our God. The law of our God is holy and just and good. God, Tommy O'Hart, is the Lord who has showed us the light. His law is the light. God, our Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is not mocked. Let us now fear the Lord our God, Tommy O'Hart. We shall do or perform all the words of the law of our God. Tommy O'Hart is our, the Gentiles' God. We have waited for him. Tommy O'Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is with us. We trust in the living God, Tommy O'Hart. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Let us declare the work of the Lord, our God, Tommy O'Hart. The Lord, Tommy O'Hart, is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our King. He will save us. The Gentiles will serve the Lord. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy O'Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy O'Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. This is the day which the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, has made. We, the Gentiles, will rejoice and be glad in it. We the Gentiles are made a spectacle to the world. We the Gentiles are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. Now, all of those are declarations constituting this official proclamation coming from the Gentiles. Who is it that makes the proclamation or gives the proclamation? God is the giver of the Gentiles' official proclamation. We are not waiting for the Gentiles to give this official proclamation, although they may do that. And they should do that, but we are not waiting for that. God has already issued and declared the proclamation. God has already done it. The proclamation is given by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, for the Gentiles. In it, the official proclamation, the Gentiles, all right, they give the name, they state the name of their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles confess, they make known the fact that they have all things. I have read all things before on the program. You can go back in the archives. For the titles, look for all things in the title, and you can hear all things again. But the Gentiles make it clearly known that they have all things, and all things are from God. They are witnesses of all things. All things cannot be disputed. All things are given by God. Also in the proclamation, the Gentiles acknowledge that they have the law. They have the law that has come from God. And they speak of the law saying, it is holy, it is just, and it is good. And they make it clearly known who has given them the law. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord who has showed us light. His law is the light. And the Gentiles state that they will perform all the words of the law of their God, Tommy L. Hart. And they make this clear statement, this definite statement. They say, Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. Clearly, they make it clearly known. You don't have to wonder. It's just a clear statement. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. And they say, we have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. And Tommy L. Hart has come. Their God has come. Their wait was not in vain. The word of God found Tommy L. Hart. And Tommy L. Hart answered the Gentiles' call. They say, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. For it is written. Let me read that. Let's see here. That's Revelation 21. Okay, Revelation 21:3. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. True statement, that statement has come to pass. And he will dwell with them, that has come to pass. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. It has come to pass. You can mark that as fulfilled. Okay. They say, the Gentiles say, we have waited for him. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has made known his salvation. They say the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. Is with us. Prophecy fulfilled. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with them, the people. We trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us. Now, that's an important part. All of these are important parts, but that's important also. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us. Go back to the call. Go back to the call and see. First of all, God has come. That's a great thing that he has done. God has answered the Gentiles, and God has come and made his presence known to the Gentiles. Great things. Great things. God has given the understanding of all things. Great things. God has performed all things and made those things known. God has provided salvation for the people, all the people, including the Gentiles. And God has moved to take away the iniquity of religion, Christianity. And God has received the Gentiles. All these are great things. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is with us. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us. For us. God has acted in response to the word of the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things for us, the Gentiles, whereof we are glad. Let us declare the work of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. They say, the Gentiles say, we, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Didn't they promise him that in the call? Yes, they did. They said, thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. Yes. So, these are great things. Great things. Great. The proclamation is great. The Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, great. The Gentiles' official call for God, great. All things, great. These are great things. The Gentiles say in their proclamation, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done great things. And not just done great things, but great things for them. God has not come and acted on his own. God, I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, have come in response to the Gentiles' call and their promises made to God. Now, moving on. And what they say at the end of the proclamation, the word of our God, Tommy L. Hart, shall stand forever. The Gentiles' official statement of confession to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 48:15, Jeremiah 16:19, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13. As for our, the Gentiles' iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, and seizing and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, we, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and on the falsehood have we hid ourselves. Our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. We the Gentiles, curse men, which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. We, the Gentiles, have wronged the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are verily guilty. In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and the Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, this official statement of confession is revealing. The Gentiles confess that they have spoken lies. And they have lied to the people. And this is a, I hate to say this is an important one because all of these things are important. But this one, I will speak on it. We, the Gentiles, curse men, which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. What does that statement say? It says we curse black people, which they did. The official Gentiles' official statement of confession to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. They confess that they cursed black people. Well, casting black people into enslavement. Okay? The curse. That's what the curse has to do with. The Gentiles casting black people into enslavement. The Gentiles removing black people from the category of mankind to the status of merchandise which can be bought and sold. That's the curse, people, which they confess to here in their official statement of confession to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Now, and here is a part of that curse set forth in Revelation 18:12-13 against black people. The papacy and Gentiles curse against black people. They've already said in the statement of confession that they curse people made after the similitude of God, who is Tommy L. Hart. They say in Revelation 18:12-13 against black people, the merchandise of gold and silver, merchandise, keyword, all these things, and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and oil, ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Slaves. Black people put in a category of merchandise which can be bought and sold. The Gentiles and papacy reduce black people to the status of merchandise that can be bought and sold. Great iniquity of the Gentiles right there. Okay. We covered a lot of ground this episode. I look forward to coming on again Sunday morning. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Can you wait until then? Do you rejoice at the Word of God? Will you meet me there at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Sunday morning? Meet me at Lawmasters Broadcast. Join me there.